Hey folks, welcome back to Teaching Fishing Classroom. I'm Captain Lance Valentine, and we are here at study session 2 for this month's module, Jig Fishing for Walleye and Heavy Current. Grab your notepad, the bell's about to ring. Let's get started here in the Teaching Fishing Classroom. Well, hey guys, welcome back to study session 2 of this month's module, Jig Fishing for Walleye and Heavy Current. And we have got so much to do and a short time to do it, as the Jerry Reed song said. Okay. Last week in study session 1, we talked about boat control and boat accessories and boat rigging. Today we want to talk about presentation for jig fishing for walleyes and heavy current. And we can't talk about that without talking about the fishing rod. So let's talk a little bit about what makes a good jig fishing rod for fishing vertical and heavy current. Now, I like short, stiff fishing rods for this. I designed for Denali, this is a Lance Valentine Signature Series, 5.5 foot medium heavy fishing rod. You notice how little that rod bends. If I let this jig go, it's going to go right to the roof of the studio here, and that wouldn't make Michael very happy. But there's very, very little bend in that rod, and that's important because stiff fishing rods are much more sensitive than soft action rods are. If you don't believe me, try this at home. Go into your pantry and grab a piece of spaghetti. Take that piece of spaghetti, uncooked, hold it at one end, and flick the other end with your finger. You can feel that vibration go through that piece of spaghetti. That's what happens with a stiff fishing rod. Take that same piece of spaghetti, put it in boiling water for 4 minutes, pull it out and flick the end, you can't feel it. That's what happens with a soft action rod. So because of the way we're jig fishing vertically in heavy current, we want to make sure that we can feel everything. Okay, so a short, stiff fishing rod, medium heavy is the way to go. Why so short? I like a short fishing rod for this because what I want to do is I want to make sure when I'm jig fishing that my line is completely vertical, completely straight up and down. But we have a problem. A lot of guys like to watch their fishing line and make sure they're vertical from the tip of the rod to the surface of the water. That doesn't mean anything, guys. That doesn't mean you're vertical because none of this line up here has been affected by the current yet. If you remember last week, we talked about the higher water part of the water column, the top 4-5 inches being the heaviest current and the slowest current being down the bottom where our jig is. So what that means is the line is going at a different speed above the water than it is below. We want to be able to see our fishing line below that 4 or 5 inches of heavy current and make sure our jig is vertical from there to the bottom. That's why we use a short fishing rod. We're able to take that rod and actually look right on top of our line as opposed to having our line all away from us, and the angle doesn't let us know if we're vertical below the top 4 or 5 inches of heavy current. Absolutely critical to stay vertical, especially if the wind is blowing. So a short rod helps us with that. We've also designed a very, very short foregrip. You'll notice when I grab the fishing rod for jig fishing, I don't grab the reel like you do for casting. I actually come all the way forward, so my pinky finger is on the reel seat. I'm going to take my index finger and thumb and put it on the blank. I'm going to take my middle finger and actually grab the line in my middle finger. So now I've got contact two places on the blank, my thumb and my forefinger. I've got no cork or no foam here stopping that signal, and I've got the ability to feel what's going on the fishing line. I'm all set. I'm ready to go. I can feel anything that happens, which is critical for jig fishing in heavy current. Okay, so we got a short, stiff fishing rod, and we're going to put some fishing line on it. And I like no stretch, bright colored fishing line. Now, this is Sunline SX1 braid, and this line has been on my reel for 2 years. So you can see it's starting to fade a little bit. And what I'll do this year is I want it to look like this, because the brighter the yellow, the better. So what I do is this. Here's a quick little tip for you. I fill my reel up about 3/4 of the way full with heavy mono. I just take the mono off of my trolling reels from last year when I get new jig fishing reels. I use that heavy mono. It fills the spool up fast. I want to put about 100 to 120 feet of braided line on here, of SX1. I do that by taking the line that's on the reel. I tie a little overhand knot, put a loop on there. Then I tie my SX1 to that and put on about 120 feet. After 2 seasons, when it gets looking like this, it's not bright anymore, what I will do is I'll simply take this jig off, tie this line to a new spinning reel and reel that 120 feet of SX1 braid onto the new rod. Now that 60 feet under here that hasn't been exposed to water or sun is bright. I get 2 years out of it. I'm getting 4 years out of 120 feet of fishing line. That's pretty economical and allows you to buy the right fishing line. We want this bright yellow fishing line for a couple of reasons. We just talked about being able to see our line below that heavy current. That's important. Bright fishing line lets us do that. It also lets us see the line above the surface, because sometimes when we do get a bite, that line will go slack or move left or move right. We want to be able to see the fishing line. So a bright, high vis, I like the real bright yellow SX1 Sunline braid. That's my favorite. That is the fishing line you're going to want to use to catch more fish. Now, notice that I tie direct. I don't use a swivel. I don't use a leader. I take that bright fishing line and tie direct. Now, a lot of people ask me, hey, you don't use a leader? I go, no, I don't use a leader. And I ask people a lot of times, why do you use a leader? And one of the answers I get is, hey, the water's cold, the water's clear, walleyes can see good. I don't want them to see that bright yellow fishing line. And my answer to that is pretty short, pretty sweet. I ask them right back, how many fish every year get stuck in gill nets? And gill net line is a whole lot thicker and a whole lot easier to see than that little yellow fishing line going down the current. I don't use a leader. I like to be able to feel, we're gonna talk about why this is important in just a second. I've got this short stiff fishing rod that transmits every little tick on the jig, this no stretch fishing line that cuts the current, low diameter. I'm able to feel everything. If I put a swivel in here and put a leader, I've broken that connection and my ability to feel what's happening at the jig gets less. If I can't feel my jig, I can't feel bites on the jig. Tie direct, you'll catch a lot more fish by being able to feel every little subtle bite. Okay, so we've got a short stiff fishing rod, 5.5 foot medium heavy. Again, this is our signature series that we designed for Denali. You can get it at the teachingfishing.com store. Sunline SX1 braid, bright yellow, and we're gonna tie direct to a jig. Now, let's talk a little bit about the jig, because this is very, very, very important. I'm gonna talk about jigs in general first, then come back and talk specifically about our jigs. I believe, truly believe, all the hours I've spent fishing with anglers of all different types of ability on my charters on the Detroit River, I am convinced that even good jig fishermen will catch more fish every day with a heavy jig. I only carry two sizes of jigs on my boat. I carry 3/4 ounce and I carry 1 ounce. I fish a 3/4 and everybody else in the boat fish 1 ounce. I don't care if we're fishing 6 feet of water or 50 feet of water, 3/4 ounce or 1 ounce. And there's lots of reasons for that. The two biggest ones being this, it's very, very easy to keep a big jig vertical. And if you're not vertical, you're not gonna catch as many fish, you're gonna get snagged a lot more. So we wanna stay vertical. Obviously it's easier, the heavier the jig is, it's easier to keep it vertical. The other thing that's critical is the bigger the jig is, the easier it is to feel. The easier it is to feel a jig, the easier it is to feel something different on the jig. And that's important because when we're jig fishing, our lure isn't going through the water like it is if we're casting or trolling. And the fish bites it and pulls back and we feel the bite. When we're jig fishing, all that's happening is that jig is going up and going down on a taut line. Up on a tight line, down on a taut line. Up on a tight line, down on a taut line. All a fish is gonna do to bite it is when you go to drop it, he's gonna suck it in, the jig's gonna feel lighter. Or if you go to pick it up, jig is going to feel a little bit heavier if there's a fish on there. If you have a light jig and you're constantly going for bottom and going, is that bottom? Is that bottom? I think that might be bottom. I'm going to guarantee you that you're missing fish because some of those things you think might be bottom are actually fish sucking your jig in. So the jig needs to be heavy. So when it hits the bottom, it's thump, there's the bottom. Thump, there's the bottom. Thump, there's the bottom. Doesn't feel like a thump, set the hook. The heavy jig is easier to feel. The easier the jig is to feel, the easier it is to feel something different. And 99% of the bites you're gonna get on the river aren't going to be bites. They're just gonna be a different feel on your jig. Heavy jigs make that a whole lot easier to feel. We designed our jig on purpose for fishing in heavy current. It's got a pointed nose, line tie on the top and positioned properly to balance the jig. And we put a lot of the weight of the jig on the back and the bottom of the head. So that's on purpose. So we don't have big bulbs out here that catch water and spin, but we put a lot of the weight on the bottom and the back of the jig with a flat top. That's important. Jig goes in the water, nose goes into the current, water goes over the jig, grabs those cheeks, actually pushes the jig down. It can't spin, so you don't need a swivel. It's gonna fish straight forever, and the water's gonna actually force it down, and it's going to want to go down and actually fish heavier than it is. That's important. We also moved the line tie a couple years ago, and now this jig, if you fish it properly, up on a tight line, down on a taut line, no slack, down on a taut line so you can still feel it. What happens is this jig doesn't hit the bottom like this, it actually hits the bottom like this, with the nose down and the hook up. That's absolutely critical. I'll show you why when I talk about one of my favorite ways to actually move the jig. The right jig is important. Our signature series thump jigs are available through the website. Grab some of those. Hey guys, even if you've been fishing, I'm going to give a little commercial here. Even if you've been fishing for a long time and you think you got it, buy a pack or two of jigs through the website or one of the shows. Try them. If they don't catch you more fish, let me know. I'll be more than happy to let you keep the jigs and send you your money back. I'm that positive they're going to help you catch more fish. All right, so we got our jig on, we got our line, we're tied direct, we got the right fishing rod, we are ready to go. We need to put something on it. And I don't fish live bait anymore. I'm going into my 10th season without fishing any live bait, and I fish simply plastic bodies. I think they catch more fish, they're easier to imitate different styles of bait fish, they act different than live minnows do, and I'm able to actually match the hatch by both the size, shape, color, action and fall rate of my worm. Whole lot different than having one bucket full of 3-inch emerald shiners that all look the same. It's important to have different variations. And I carry 4 different styles of plastics in the boat and fish them all during the course of the year. First one I fish is this little worm. This is called our thump worm. It's about a 3.5-inch worm when it's cut off right. We made it a little bit longer than normal on purpose because there are times we want to fish a little bit longer worm, a little over 4.5 inches long at full length. There are times we want a little bit longer because there's longer bait in the river. But traditionally, we want to just simply make it that little 3-inch worm that matches log perch, small shiners, things that live on the bottom of the river. So what we did is we designed it because one of the problems we have with what's currently on the market is the plastic is very, very soft. So if you take that worm and run it up on a jig, especially a big jig like a 1-ounce jig with a collar, that worm will actually split. Maybe you catch one or two fish, or you got to throw that worm away and grab another one. We changed our worm to be a little bit thicker, a little bit heavier, a little bit thicker plastic, not so much to save money and not waste worms, but to be more efficient. So what we do is we designed our worm again a little bit longer, but if you pinch our worm off and take the plastic off ahead of the sex collar, and the sex collar is that band of heavy plastic on a plastic worm, or that little collar, that band that's on a real night crawler. What happens is you now have the ability to take that heavy piece of plastic, that sex collar actually goes on the jig and actually grabs the collar of the jig. So now we're not going to lose our worm after every fish like we do with softer plastics. That plastic stays on. We can catch 10, 12, 15, 20 fish. Forget about saving money and not using as many worms. It's efficiency. I can get a fish, get them on hook, get them in the live well, get my jig back to the bottom. I don't have to screw around putting a new worm on here. And guys, I don't care how good of a fisherman you are, you can't catch fish unless your jig's at the bottom of the river. So efficiency helps. So that worm is the first one we fish. Second body shape we fish is what I call a 4-inch jerk minnow. Then I also add into my repertoire, this is a Signature Series disc worm, also about 4 inches long. And then we've got our big heavy plastic called a paddle tail shad. Now, each one of these obviously is a different shape. We sell them all different kinds of colors, but they're a different shape. So not only do they imitate different style bait fish, but what's most important is they act different in the water. And I'm going to tell you this, guys, I'm a pretty detailed record keeper. And I will tell you that every day it is more important to get the right shape in the wrong color than it is to have the right color in the wrong shape. Pay attention to the shape of your bait first. So why is that important? We're going to use a buzzword that I use a lot in seminars, and that's called fall rate. So each one of these bodies looks a little bit different, right? Imitates a different style of bait fish, different thickness. The biggest thing is they have a different fall rate. And by fall rate, what I mean is we lift the jig, we drop it on a taut line, not tight. We're not controlling the drop, but it's not slack either. So it can fall at its natural pace. Each one of these falls different. So obviously this very, very small, very, very thin worm is going to fall very fast. So we're going to pick it up, it's going to fall. Pick it up, it's going to fall. Pick it up, it's going to fall. If I take this jerk minnow, it's going to, because it's a little bit thicker body, thicker on the back and thicker top to bottom, we're going to lift it up, it's going to fall a little slower. Pick it up, it's going to fall a little slower. Pick it up, it's going to fall a little slower. So I've just adjusted, still using a heavy jig, so when it hits the bottom, I still get that thump, and I can still feel something different, but I'm actually making the jig fall slower by changing my body shape. Next one we're going to use is this disc worm, and it's a ribbed worm. It's got a bunch of rings or discs on the body and a little twister tail. So it comes up and it falls a little bit slower. That twister tail slows down the fall. It picks up, falls a little slower. Not only does the disc worm fall a little slower, it also, instead of falling straight back down, it has a tendency to kind of fall back down current. So you pick it up, it falls slow and back, up, slow and back. This has been a great bait for us the last 5 years since we started using it and keeping records. We catch about 70% of our fish over 10 pounds come on this worm. Not necessarily this color, but that disc worm. There's something about that fall rate and fall angle that big fish like. Then lastly, obviously our slowest fall rate is going to be this big hunk of plastic called a paddle tail shad. Now you can tell by looking at it, it's big, it's thick, it's heavy, got a big paddle tail. You pick it up, it takes forever to fall. Pick it up, it takes forever to fall. And because it takes a long time to fall, it goes up and falls back down current and picks up and goes back down current. So not only do we have a slow fall, we also have an angle that sends it back into the current, back towards the fish. Okay? So what we're doing is we're adjusting our fall rate. I would tell you have everybody in the boat start with a different body shape. And as you start to figure out what shape is best for today, then you can start working on what color you want to use today. Get dialed in, you're going to catch a lot more fish. The right shape in the wrong color is more important than the right color in the wrong shape. Okay? All right. Anytime I put a jig to the bottom, guys, I always use a stinger hook. So we simply grab a stinger hook out of our Signature Series stinger block. And what we did is we've tied these stinger hooks. This is pretty cool. These stinger hooks are tied on 14-pound Berkley XT, so they're extremely abrasion resistant. And the hook is crimped down. We use a small, light wire, super sharp hook. The hook is crimped down, so it actually has some movement to it. It's not solid. And the end where it attaches is actually an open split loop. So now what we do is we take that loop, put it over the hook of the jig, pull it tight, and now the harder the fish pulls, the tighter it gets. You want to change your body, you simply grab the sleeve, open up the stinger, take the body off, change it, put the stinger back over, close it up, and away you go. Okay? So it's tied on monofilament and light wire hook, so it floats, it's not going to get into the bottom. And the key to this, guys, is to leave it hanging. Don't hook it into the body and don't attach it to the jig. We want the lightest part of this presentation to be the stinger hook. So if a fish doesn't want to suck in a bunch of water and grab that, get that jig, he's not really aggressive, we want him to be able to take this stinger hook and be able to put the stinger in his mouth without having to move the jig. If you attach the stinger to the jig or you put the stinger hook in the body, the fish still has to move all of this to get the stinger hook. We want this to be the lightest part of the package. Okay, we're all rigged up and ready to go. Let's spend just a few minutes here talking real quick about how I'm going to jig. I don't jig very aggressively. I jig fairly slow. It's just a slow up, down motion, right? So what I want to do is every time I want the jig to hit the bottom, I'm going to lift it up about 4 to 6 inches, tight line to the bottom, up, tight line to the bottom, up, tight line to the bottom, up, tight line to the bottom. That's all I'm doing. Just a real simple boop, boop, boop. That's all I'm doing. That is my 9 times out of 10, my best presentation. I'm going to let it hit the bottom, lift it up on a tight line, drop it on a tight line, up on a tight line, down on a tight line. That's all I'm doing. Now, we talked about how our jigs are designed to hit with the nose down and the hook up. Here's why. One of my favorite ways to catch non-aggressive fish, especially fish that are feeding on crayfish or on sculpin and or Johnny darters and or gobies. And here's how you know that. Little tip. This is kind of a super secret pro tip here. If you're catching a lot of walleyes in the front of their mouth, bottom of their chin is all red and raw, that means they're rooting around the rocks getting crayfish, gobies, darters. That's what they're doing. You want your jig to stay on the bottom. So when I see that, what I do is this. I go to usually the minnow, the jerk minnow shape, and what I do is I lift, I drop, I let that jig hit the bottom, I put slack in my line, and then I lift it up. So I hit the bottom, slack, bottom, slack, bottom, slack. If my jig hits like this, like most jigs on the market do, and I put slack, it rolls over and I'm stuck. Because we took the time to design the jig properly so it hits nose down, now when I put slack in the line, it goes horizontal and I don't have to worry about getting snagged. Important tip here for the right design jig, and a little tip for presentation. Bottom, slack, lift. You're gonna catch a lot more fish when you see those fish with raw and red pink jaws. That means they're digging in the rocks, getting those fish. All right. We talked about rods, we talked about reels, we talked about line, we talked about jigs. Oh boy, we talked about a lot of stuff. I'm looking at the clock here. We're getting close, the bell's getting ready to ring. That is a lot of stuff to cover in a short amount of time. So if you want all the details on how to catch more walleyes jigging in heavy current, make sure you check out our DVD available at teachingfishing.com. Absolutely critical, has all the information, a lot more detail than we could cover here today. Check out the DVD, Jig Fishing for Walleye in Heavy Current. Get all that information.